Mr. Erickson, can you come up for grab a chair real quick? We're not going to leave back up here. No?
You want my agenda?
No, I've got it.
Okay.
What
did you say, ma'am?
We're on.
We are out of executive session to take up two quick matters and regular session. First, and it's an issue that I asked for, is insurance coverage. And Pat, you can listen to this as well. I asked Ron, with the consent of the commission, to research our liability, to research our comprehensive, our errors and omissions, et cetera, insurance package. And the reason being, when my first month in office was January 2011, and we were immediately confronted with renewing our insurance on an additional three-year package. I asked if it had been bid. Long story short, it hadn't, but the agent renewed for us. The commission voted not to renew for a three-year period, but to renew for a one-year period. We did that because we were going to go out for bids. The end of that time, it got too late to go out for bids again at the end of 11. Long story short, we had three proposals or estimates, whatever you call them, proposals, I guess, from companies presented by the agent, and we extended our coverage with the existing insurance company, which is One Beacon. We also paid half the premium at that time. What I've asked Ron to research and to talk with the other officers in the courthouse and with the people within our office is, what happened? Where were we? Do we need to bid? I believe that either we need to bid or we need to have an agent of record, but you're on.
Well, the first thing I did was I checked with the IS department to see if we had electronic versions of anything that was not accessible immediately for me, and they checked and gave it due diligence and were unable to find any form of a liability, property and liability insurance bid is what I'm looking for specifically. While going through this process, it's easy to understand that this is a complicated product, and health insurance, workers' comp insurance, and liability and property have all bled together in some instances on some of these documents that we were able to find. I've just spent having been told by the IS department that they did not have any form of a liability and property insurance bid documents, bid tabulation sheets, anything whatsoever available electronically. I've spent, an unusual amount of time, I guess one might say, digging through hard files and boxes and storage, and I have come up with a couple of folders just in the last minute or two that I haven't had the opportunity to review completely. Most of it, just on face value, appears to be, again, minutiae of health insurance information and workers' comp, a lot of that. Yeah, there is one or two items here, though, I would ask for a little extra time to study closer. But I can tell you that I don't see an actual bid document from the 2008 boxes that I looked through. And that was the heads up that I got, was that it was 2008 when this may have gone out for bid the last time.
My suggestion is either we full scale go out for bids to all companies, or we move forward by designating an agent of record and let them do what's been done for the last, since 2008. Bring us packages, and from those packages or option, we choose a company and move forward, generally based upon agent of record's recommendation. Or this last time was a little more difficult because, well, I think we should have done something sooner. I think we need to clean up our house. That's where I'm headed with this.
Well, my recommendation, I will reiterate from back last fall, based on contacting other counties and other entities, and that's been reconfirmed over this last training I've just returned from, is that purchasing and procurement departments in other counties, when I've asked them to point me in the right direction on certain bids involving insurances, every one of them have told me they have a designated insurance person that handles that, but they do not participate. So they were frustrated that they couldn't answer my questions. And but we've still tried to do everything we can to close that gap without an absolute agent in place.
So
can I add to that real quickly? And then I did find in prior minutes back in 2008 that there was a process that the commission did go through.
Say it, command.
And that bids were taken. The old insurance was with Mopar. And the county moved away from Mopar because the, at least according to the minutes, because the amount of premium was considerably less money to move elsewhere. That was the primary decision, as I could determine from the minutes. So, but it has been since that time that we haven't gone out to bids.
I don't remember, not since I've been here since the 08, so I haven't gone through that process.
Well, I can tell you that it was a concern with the agent that we have now that would go out for bids when he stood behind the podium and asked that we go out for all bids on all insurance. And that took place this last spring, I guess, and that was on health insurance and everything else, I assume, whenever he made those statements. And I do know that the one that we extended, and that was last year, I guess that was when you first came into office, Ron, and we had failed to go out for bid. I don't know whether it was a time restriction at that point, but it was we went ahead and extended for that year. Am I right with that, Jim? Because that was January. We were in the budget.
More specifically, let me state that when asked, when that individual was here for the renewal, he said that he had went ahead and renewed because otherwise we'd be running bare.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was going to state that. My main issue is that our agent of record, which I guess, according to what you're saying there, we don't have an agent of record, or do we?
I can't find any document.
Well, can we go to, can we do like an RFQ and get the insurance companies and sort through them? I mean, we're going to have several people that are qualified, but we've got one that's handling it. Yes,
sure.
No?
Yes, I think so.
So can we have you put together an RFQ for an agent of record to do all the things that are covered in this, which is liability, comprehensive, officers, errors, and omissions. It used to be years ago that we had to have boiler insurance of some special kind.
Right. I've seen that.
I don't think we have a boiler anymore, but we used to have that. Mm-hmm. But if you would look at that and just then put out the RFQ for those companies so that we could look at those companies and then select them.
Specific for property and liability or for all flavor?
No. For this, we have just done workers' comp. We've already done our health insurance. This is the last bastion, if you will.
Now, do we need that in the form of a motion that we go out for RFQs?
Not really.
Just direction.
Yeah, just tell me.
Yeah,
you tell me, and I'll see if I'll do it or not.
then the motion may fall after that.
Yeah, then you have to make a motion. Otherwise, I'm going to the house. You know, I'm kidding.
Ron, then our direction would be by consensus that you put an RFQ out and that not take 60 days or 90 days.
No.
Because we're going to have to make a decision after that, name someone, and then they can bring us the quotes.
I will. I'll hit the date, the calendar, and look at that first and foremost and get that out as quickly as I can.
Should we do it by motion, Pat?
Well, here's my question for you.
He wasn't there.
we know who's covered the insurance currently. Suppose there is a document, we just can't find it. Have we asked the carrier if there is a document?
Well, they may have been the agent of record longer than 08, so...
No.
You don't think so?
No, because we had MOPRM in 2008, and in 2008 the county made the decision to move to another company. And that company was served... With MOPRM, there was no insurance agent. It was done directly with MOPRM. And...
Yeah, I just didn't know if there was a document that may exist that we don't know.
Well, I asked him, and thus far, at least, he hasn't found anything.
I might suggest that if we...
Well, I don't have any problem with asking, no.
If we release an RFQ, and of course, we'll advertise it, we'll put it on our website, and then I'll make direct email invitations to all, you know, agents or local insurance companies. I'm sure that if there was an agent of record document somewhere or a contract, and we just can't find it, once that RFQ is released and that particular agent would see that, then I'm sure he would step forward and say, time out, you know, and then the commission has a prerogative.
Even if there were, it would have been for a three-year period.
Right.
At the max, because that was the time that you had to turn around and rebid.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. I have one 30-second question for you all. Almost a month ago, I received direction from you all to proceed with a managed print services process, and I sent out requests to all departments with a March 20th deadline initially, and then I extended that deadline, and come to find out there were a couple of departments that missed the first invitation or missed the first email to complete a PQQ request for details. After a couple of extensions and a couple of specific requests, I still have not heard from a few departments. But overall, I think we've had enough responses where I can complete a document to put out in an RFP and move forward. It's just I'm not sure if these departments that have failed to respond or haven't yet responded, if how they might impact an overall evaluation for vendors to come in and give us a sophisticated response to a request.
Are there departments large that haven't responded?
Yeah.
Then it probably would influence the outcome, would it not?
I think it would. Slightly. I mean, maybe not in a major way. But
have you reached out to those department heads or elected officials directly?
All but one.
Okay.
How many departments are we talking about, Ron?
Five.
Do we want to know what those departments are?
Have you got feedback from them that you can... Are they going to help? Are they going to participate or just been busy?
Haven't heard from three of those at all. Why don't we do this? Let me call each one of them one more time, and then I'll circle back with you guys on Monday.
Well, you want to send us the email, and we'll forward it and say, please help us. We're trying to save money.
I can certainly do that. Yeah.
Why don't you send us an email, and we'll just respond to it and say, please help. We're trying to save money for the county. That's what we're trying to do. It's all ultimately trying to save money.
Or
a lot.
Or you can do this. Save the effort. Why don't you put one out with all of our names on it and his too and send it to every department?
Yeah, just carve us on the thing, please.
Yeah.
The commission is eagerly trying to save money. We need to start the process.
Okay. That's what I'll do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More than 30 seconds. I want you to know that.
Well, because you were talking.
It was a lot less than Ashley's 1 minute, though.
Yeah, that was 11.
Randy? First, I had to ask if Randy would sit in based upon the problem of drainage that we have between the lodge building and the license bureau. I walked down and looked at that, and it truly is, there's a problem there.
Uh, I have that, and I also have some other items.
Well, let's do that item first, if that's okay.
Let's do the drainage.
I think you're going to find from the county commission that we're going to ask you to come back, or have you already got a solution?
I've got a solution.
You are fast.
We've looked at this once before. And now this park map doesn't show this building existing because of the date of the aerial photos, but the little red square, now this is not the scale, but where you see this red pickup setting by the license bureau, there's right there between it and the building is kind of a drop homemade type box with a catwalk type grating across it. Running parallel with right beside the license bureau is a 10-inch plastic pipe that daylights over at the city street, runs right along that building.
Right.
The height of the pipe, it will not run full capacity before it will hold and back water up that kind of a concrete swell walkway that goes under the storage deal they built onto the license bureau. And, yeah, probably runs in the door if we get a pretty heavy rain. That pipe needs to be increased and also put at a deep, in a little deeper to carry a little more volume, because now they've also got a pipe running all along the lodge building, drains all the roof down into downspouts that runs underground, ties all into this little homemade box type thing.
Okay.
And all this goes out. Now, what I propose is to...
Plus everything from...
Everything from the
parking lot.
The parking lot, the street, the buildings above, all so that kind of sheet flows across there. Some of it runs between the Elks Lodge and the jail annex or the P&Z building. There is a pipe there that takes some of this down. But a lot of it will come right across toward this license bureau building. And ends up right there. And what I'm proposing is putting in an 18-inch pipe to the end of the current lodge building, then turn and go down and daylight it at the bank. Basically, putting it here, putting a junction box here with a clean out, and then take a pipe this away and daylight it here to where it gets to this ditch, because it has to come all the way back to this point down here and go back across the street over here.
So you're just talking about the upper section right where the pin is?
You're talking right about here. Making a bigger box there?
Actually, this box, redo it and make it deeper to hold a little more volume so it doesn't back water up here to this door.
It can handle more. It goes back up and then it goes in there.
What's the cost associated with that, you think?
Materials for the pipe and the we're looking probably $1,200-$1,500 for a drop inlet box or a clean out with a manhole lid, so you'd be put surface mount so they could still maintain the yard back here. 18-inch culvert to here, about 60 foot of pipe basically, and a box, which the box will run about $600. The pipe is our bid price. So.
I'm fine with it. The only question I have is, we did this back in, I don't know, 2007, 2008, and if it's been causing a problem all this time, did the main issue turn up? Is there some blockage or something? That's what I'm wondering, is why we haven't.
He's brought it up before.
I believe it's...
Well, I mean, I'm totally in favor of getting it fixed if it's some issue that needs to be done. I'm just was wondering if there's anytime you have a plastic pipe or anything like that, there's going to be root wads or anything like that that's drawn in.
Well, it's a regular road culvert. It's a double wall pipe, and
go ahead and fix it. I'm not going.
It's only a 10-inch volume pipe.
It keeps that guy from flooding.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
Next issue.
That's gone. I had a question concerning KDOC area, and part of this ties in with, I would like to go out for a bid on guardrail installation and also supplying the material. for one reason, we're going to need to install some guardrail at the KDOT when we get it pretty well finished in around the main culvert. The question I had is part of a cost-saving idea down there was to use some of the big rock we have there and put along the top of the bank, like I mentioned to you, but is that...
I'd say check with her and see if there's any problem. We don't even have to know about it because it is actually a real cost savings if we can use it.
Right.
But you need to ask her for her legal opinion as far as being able to put it in there. The core requests that we put rocks up where we want for barriers, some of the rocks that we've got existing down there as big as this table, they can be set there all along the road. And every time we place one of those, it saves us that much money in guardrail, and they're already existing. His question is, if somebody runs into one of the rocks alongside the road, are we liable to have it?
Are we liable to have
it? I mean, the Corps currently has some existing on part of the road farther down, and so that, and would she be able to do a site visit maybe? I mean, she'd have a better...
Just go, that's what I would do. Just ask her to go with you and look at that. If,
all right.
Good. Have a rider mule down.
If your concern is if somebody in their car runs into the rock and gets hurt, will they sue us for using a rock instead of guardrail?
Yeah.
Does it make any, is a guardrail, are you less likely to get hurt running into guardrail than rock? Because that, I'll bet it'll be pass.
They're not going to be going faster there, I don't think. Will it? Yes. You're giving me a funny look there.
I'm not going to say what. I mean, we're making
a... designed to protect people and cars from high signals.
Right. Guardrail is designed to keep them on the road, to keep them from going over an embankment. That's its whole design. So right now we don't have it, you know, out for bid, but in part of the bid, and that's what I wanted to work with Ron on, is also... with a lot of places we replace guardrail that's damaged or whatever, we've only bid out one time, and hopefully we can get a company that has a capability of doing core drilling within the rock. So we run into a problem where we've had guardrail installed before. When they hit rock, they normally cut the top post off, and then it's not as stable as it ought to be. So
I'd check with it and see if you can get that company that did the other one for $65 a hole and see if you can get them to do it, because there's absolutely no way we can set a piece of equipment up, man hours and everything, and pay for it.
That's true.
Well, I've got several sections that we need some work done on. The one thing is our budget. Basically, we only have $2,000 in that particular line item for guardrails, so... that's going to have to be altered.
Well, we've got a contingency fund for that, and that's a safety issue. Can you catch Pat before she leaves here and check on that? You guys have time to go with him right that way when you leave?
I'm in her car, so if she has time, I've got time.
Okay. that would be good. Okay.
Right.
Takes care of that. While we're talking a little bit about budget, I do want to bring up to speed on some things that we have went over our line items on. Currently, I think there's...
You mean we're over for the year? Or just for the...
Just on the line item, basically. Culverts is one of them.
But we're over for the line item for the year, for this time of year?
For the year.
For the year.
Wow.
Culverts is one. We've only budgeted $25,000 for it. We spent about half of that, or $16,000, on a load of pipes for each shop. But the trench drain, I wasn't thinking about come out of this year's, and that was $14,000.
So the trench drain for the new Mount Branson barn?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't count.
No, I would even put that in on property cost.
Because it's used for a culvert.
I mean, I'm just letting you aware of that.
Perfect. Capital improvement.
Yeah, okay. That still leaves us enough. I think we can manage the rest of the year because we don't anticipate buying until late summer, early fall. So, the other item is hand tools, and that's a small amount, but I mean, we had to buy a few things to supply that shop also. The other thing is we've had some computer issues in the office, and we've exhausted that budget. One completely, we had to replace the computer. The other one had to do work on it. Plus, I upgraded the computer at Buchanan to be able to handle ArcMap. Had to do the same thing for Mount Branson, have a computer there capable of handling ArcMap. And
any of that stuff that comes when you name Mount Branson with the purchase of the property and the improvements, that's all comes out of a capital improvement line.
Okay, well,
am I right? I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Well, now part of this I've been taken out of what line item pertains to that particular item, not just
Mount Branson for the startup of Mount Branson. That all should come to a capital and not hit your budget.
Okay.
Because it's one of those. It's a one-time fee to get that location.
Okay.
The tanks, the pumps,
and the girls can go back over that with you and readjust.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
Yeah, they can fix it.
Well, on part of these, we didn't budget a whole lot in. There was kind of going off what we used for years past, but I just okay, that'll take care of that. The other item I wanted to bring up is these right here, is T-shirts. Currently, the employees
spend their own money,
about $16 a shirt, and we allow them to wear a shirt similar to this, Taney County logo on it. They buy them through CentOS right now, but it costs them around $16. We can get them cheaper than that, and even I've got a price quote here from CentOS, which is cheaper if you buy more in quantity. Right now we have 14 employees is all that's basically doing that right now. Everybody else, and you know, if they have to buy them, no, they don't want to do it. But right now they either wear this or they have to wear a county shirt, and then if they wear a county shirt, then we require this if they're out on the road working, which becomes a little
shirt,
hot.
We pay for the county shirt?
We pay for the county shirt.
But we don't pay for that shirt.
We don't pay for that shirt.
And the reason they get that, obviously, is because it's cooler.
Right, it's a summer gear, and it's neon, so you can be safe.
Right. I mean, we require a safety color if they're going to wear a T-shirt. So,
guys, I think that we ought to furnish the T-shirts. It's $6 a shirt, right?
Well, it's going to be, if I can get enough employees and I have to have...
how many do they need? Two?
They need five, basically, and then we require them to just wash them themselves or take care of them.
So it's $30 if there's... Suppose the county, I'm just throwing this out, suppose the county picked up, like we pick up the winter gear, suppose the county picked up that. How many, what would the volume
have
to be?
If I could get all 60 employees, which I doubt.
All 60 employees.
$900.
Times five. Times, I had a price quote here.
We'll just say six.
Times six. Times seven.
Seven.
I'm six, because that's what the other company said.
This is what we have.
Actually, it's 7.25, but depending on the quantity. It gets cheaper the more quantity you get.
Go ahead.
I made a mistake. Hang on, I got to do it again.
How many employees? 60?
It
was 900 at $6. I got it right here.
Times five, times seven. Equals.
Seven. $2,175.
Yeah, we're $2,100.
Just go ahead and talk it through with each barn, have them order them things, and get. There's no need in them wearing these uniforms when they're so hot, when they can wear that for $7.25.
But here's my question: does that reduce our CentOS bill though? If we're not, if everyone goes to these T-shirts,
Everybody wants to.
No, we'd probably, because we've already got that under a bid amount, I mean, we'd probably have to redo that because probably in the wintertime they'll probably go back to a shirt or
we're
wearing a coat and we'll...
What?
I'm just looking sure, are we... Let me write something before I forget. Go ahead, keep on going.
On the shirts that you're currently wearing, we're paying for those only if they're cleaned?
No, we're paying for them.
Say that again.
Now, some of the employees just have these. They don't have the shirt.
If you've got the shirt, 14. What's the deal?
We
the county pays
for the shirt. We're county paying for the
uniform.
We buy it as a uniform.
Right.
Cintas cleans it.
Right.
How much did they charge us to clean it?
Well, that's being part of the bid. It doesn't matter if...
If they don't clean it, do they charge us?
Yeah.
So
if the employee washes it, we're still paying for it. Yeah. It's all in that bid package. Whether
they clean it or not. I want to take a look at the Cintas bid package.
Well, that's a yearly deal, and that'll come up
right
back when this is fall.
It was just recently done, so.
Yeah, we got it until next year.
Yeah.
So we're just saying just buy the shirts.
County supply those uniforms.
Yes,
shirts.
Just buy
these shirts.
What hurts us, though, is we're buying shirts, and we're supplying them for the wear, and we're paying the other company.
You're still going to be paying whether they use these or not.
Can we talk to Mr. Erickson and talk to Cintas about that?
We won't get any results.
We might if we buy the shirts from Cintas.
Yeah, but that when you do that, they're 16, 17.
No, actually, they actually shot us a better.
If we buy
right
in volume. What I would say is if we could work a deal out to,
but we'd have to
reduce that and swap something out and have a summer and a winter wear. And
let me tell you, what's caused the thing was we got away from county buying the shirts because they went to $16 on them. That's what brought the whole thing on. Now that if they've lowered it down to 7 1/4, we never would have went that way anyway. So that we'd have had the shirts anyway. That's what brought
it
on.
I just want to tell you one thing I don't want to see, Randy. I don't want to see county purchase shirts with sleeves cut out.
You know, that's happened.
It happens often. And I really want the uniform. We don't see that in those shirts.
Right.
I mean, that's my thing, is I'd like to see the uniform say uniform.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
The county's buying them, we can do that. If the boys are buying them.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. If we're buying them, I would like to see
I want that on the back of them. That way people know they're a county employee.
That's great. I just want the sleeves cut out. It looks,
right.
If we're buying them, I don't want their sleeves cut out because it makes us look sloppy.
Well, let me go back and get an idea how many would be willing if Taney County is willing to buy these for them, and then what
work
will
with,
they do?
Between you
what,
and Ron.
And I'll have work, to get with Ron to see how does that affect our bid.
And to see if he can negotiate.
Are we
going to
be double paying?
See if he can negotiate something.
Okay.
We're fine with it.
Let's move on because we've got other issues.
Yep. All right.
What else you got?
The last item I've got is... currently at Kazee Mills, we're doing recycling. We have a girl there that works 4 hours. We are not taking glass. We have the bin already. Can we start taking glass there? And the idea on the glass, being we have a place we can dump it, is just taking a single axle dump truck, park it there, a place for them to put the glass bottles in. We don't have to crush it or break it. We can start taking glass. She has numerous people asking now about
when.
I'm fine with it. That's what the whole purpose of taking this glass.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. One more item I didn't have wrote down there.
Was there one item?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'll be quick.
We were too quick.
We have at two shops, and eventually we'll get a pile built up there at Buchanan. Hopefully not. We can keep this weed down, but I'd like to be able to use the stockpiles that we have numerous accumulating. Is it possible we can check into some type of screen, a legitimate vibrating screen, that we can make usable material out of some of this, that we can shoulder some of these roads, a material that's usable for us to use up some of this? Now, the big stuff in this, we're always going to have fills coming up. We can utilize that kind of material in the fills. But if we're just shouldering, we tried base. Base doesn't work very good. It washes too easy, and it takes a while to get grass. I wanted to mix dirt and make this material that we've got stockpiled usable.
Do we have one in any location?
We don't have a dirt screen right now.
I've said we've needed one since I've been here. We've got too much material that we end up hauling down here and putting on a dirt agreement that could be used for
fixing some shoulders.
And we ended up buying
part of
material.
This
so look at the cost, get with him, and find out what one cost and bring it back to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can look and find used. We can
look at
how you do it.
Bring us back a proposal.
All right.
I'm for it.
I'm good.
That's all I got. And we reduce the stock.
I've got one other thing.
All right.
The deal is we've got the new mechanic.
Yep.
Needs a service truck. He's brought the service truck from
the east barn, right?
Actually, I was planning on them using the service truck at the east barn. Harlan really don't want to give it up because he has
to use it for it.
I've got another option, but
yes. Here's the thing. Is we've got two shops that are fairly close with, I need to visit with Stottle to find out how much they use their truck. Because we're going to have the other one at Mount Branson that can circulate that area. When we've got a station person at Mount Branson and at the Buchanan shop, and we've got a breakdown where they have to change a tire all the way to Pro Tem or Cedar Creek over there, Harlan needs a truck for, that's what they use those for, with a broom to lift the big tires and trucks. So can Randy make arrangements to set up the three trucks or the two trucks or whatever?
We've got a chassis to put under the one, take care of the one at Hilda. That'll take care of that. The bed and everything's good. The crane's good. The ton truck they currently use at Buchanan is just about wore out. That thing needs, the body may be fine, but the truck needs to go away. I either need a pretty decent truck that I can use, if we can limp that one along a while. I need another truck.
Here's what I'm saying to you, Randy. We don't want to deal with that.
All right.
You bring it back to us with the options. Is that the way you guys look at it? You just fix it up to where we've got the one guy there that's going to be using in that area, over in the Mount Branson area, out on Buchanan, all there. But we need a truck over there for them. I don't want to call Buchanan to go change the tire.
What I would say is if you're saying replace the truck and leave the chassis or just for a whole new truck, just come back to us and tell us and we'll be able to make a decision.
Okay. That's...
You've got reserves for that's a good capital improvement reserve, not in your budget, but we have it in carryover that we can use.
Okay, I'll come back with a legitimate plan.
Excellent.
I may take part of tomorrow off.
I got time for my day.
They're going to want their buggy back. I'm going to get part of it done today, but it won't be all day. It'll be part of the day. Oh, that ain't mine. Sorry. That's somebody else.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys got to know that, and the whole crew, I have to brag on the whole crew down there at KDOC. They absolutely doing a fantastic job. And they don't see, we don't have anybody to kill the examiner. It's great.
All right, I guess we're going to go back and finish our executive session. Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.123.12 and 17.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, 12, and 17. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.